This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Five soldiers were injured today in a shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The suspect, who was apprehended, an Army sergeant, General John Lobus.
The shooting occurred at the soldier's place of work. It did involve his co-workers. We're still not certain about the motivations, but again, he's been interviewed by Army investigators, and we believe we'll gain more information here shortly.
The five injured soldiers are in stable condition. President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, held talks in Moscow today with Russian President Putin. President Trump called the meeting highly productive. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
The reason that talks seem to be heating up right now is because President Trump had placed a deadline of Friday for Russia to either get on board with negotiations or face even more sanctions. And so now we're seeing that these conversations are happening. Whether or not they'll bear fruit remains to be seen.
In the meantime, the president has imposed more tariffs on India for supporting Russia's economy. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
The president just signed an executive order saying that there will be an additional 25% tariff. So that would bring the total tariff rate up to 50% on India because they are buying Russian oil.
Border czar Tom Homan said today Indiana is getting its own version of Florida's alligator Alcatraz. The new immigrant detention facility will be called the Speedway Slammer, and it's located between Indianapolis and Fort Wayne.
I'd like to see bigger facilities that hold, 4,000 or 5,000 people. Just creates more efficiencies near an airstrip, move people in and out quicker, bigger population, but 1,000 beds help.
Homeland Security has removed age limits for new immigration enforcement hires. Applicants can now be as young as 18. They'll have to complete a physical fitness test. 10,000 new agents could be hired, paid for by the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. On the first day of school in Northern California, there are concerns over federal funding, as Matt Bigler reports.
Many students and teachers are excited to start the new school year in Mount Diablo Unified.
We just can't wait to welcome all of our students back.
But Superintendent Adam Clark says they have yet to receive several million dollars in federal funding that was supposed to be unfrozen by the Department of Education, and that may impact after-school and teacher training programs.
We're prepared to cut other programs if the funding doesn't come through.
The White House has said that $6.8 billion in education funding has been released, but some school districts are scrambling until the money arrives. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Concord, California.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Now we can complain about the heat. The air quality advisory after 8 straight days has come to an end for now. There will still be areas of smoke, but the DNR says we're clearing out. Highs later in the week will approach 90. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine firefighters say they're fed up with the city's ongoing refusal to negotiate a new contract. In a statement put out yesterday, the Racine Firefighters Local 321 said the city is forcing them into court again. They've been without a contract since January of 2021, and they're worried that the city's stance is endangering their health coverage. Racine's Common Council convenes at 6 in the Racine Public Library Community Room tonight, moved from City Hall due to those ongoing elevator repairs. The agenda includes a request from Woodman's for a liquor license, and there will be talks about leasing space for a zoo expansion. You can go deeper on that agenda at RacineCountyEye.com. Sturtevant's Police Department has about a dozen full-time officers, but a proposal to disband it could leave the village without any local officers. Village officials are talking about budget savings. The police union worries that it'll reduce street presence and community ties. Union leaders will discuss the issue on the Don Rosen Show tomorrow morning. Starting today, drivers in northern Racine County face a week-long road closure on 31 between Johnson Avenue and 4 Mile. They're doing sewer work. The closure will last through next week with a detour directing traffic along 38 and G. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
Yeah, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, something I always get. Somebody ran into me. It turned out to be something deeper than that. So.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. A mostly sunny day for tomorrow, warmer and more humid, highs in the mid-80s. A chance of showers and storms Thursday night, then heating up into the upper 80s on Friday. It's 82 right now.
I'll just take your glasses.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's good to be the boss, right? But most of us aren't the boss. And so instead we have My Job, a poem for the everyday worker. Here we go. It's not my place to run the train, the whistle I can't blow. It's not my place to say how far the train's allowed to go. It's not my place to shoot off steam nor even clang the bell. But let the darn thing jump the track and see who catches hell.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
I
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We are, what, about 45 minutes away from another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year as we relive our high school glory days. We're also going to recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year, and that's coming up just after the 5 p.m. news. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1962. It's all coming up.
Today's big deal of the day. Lee's Deli, voted best of Racine year after year. Bite into bold subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's mouthwatering special, the Reuben and Fries. It's not just lunch. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients to hit the spot every time. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee Punch Card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Nothing beats the sound of a perfect strike and the taste of victory.
Yes!
Celebrate your win at Angry Brothers Pub with sizzling wings, burgers, barbecue, or the legendary Friday fish fry. Relax on the patio or in the sand with a cold drink in your hand. Plus, fall bowling and volleyball leagues are filling up fast. If you want fun or fierce competition, there's a spot for you. All the fun you want, all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
One fine day.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song from a band that had a false narrative buzzing around about them. It claimed that the group was a bunch of coal miners from Wales who had not seen the sun in years. It's not true. From 1969, it's Crazy Elephant and Gimme Gimme Good Lovin' on WRJN.
From Atlanta, Georgia, destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
We are Racine's home for local news and Timeless Hits, WRJN, and we've teamed with the Racine County Eye to join forces to bring you Racine County's biggest local news team. Listen for the headlines here on WRJN. Read the full stories at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine firefighters haven't had a contract since January of 2021, and they say the city is dragging their feet on negotiations. The Racine Firefighters Local 321 is warning in a statement that delays are threatening their health insurance and ultimately public safety. The union says a recent state ruling backs their claims that health insurance is a mandatory bargaining subject. They say, however, the city still won't budge. The union said they put out the statement saying they hope the community will come to their support. There is a Racine Common Council meeting tonight. The air quality advisory after 8 straight days has come to an end for now. There will still be areas of smoke, but the DNR says we're clearing out. Highs later in the week will approach 90. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. The Sturtevant Police Department currently has about a dozen full-time officers. If one plan goes through, it'll be down to none. The village board is weighing a proposal to disband that force in favor of contracting with the county sheriff's department, aiming to save money amid budget concerns. While officials with the village are talking about potential savings, the police union for those officers says switching to fewer deputies could mean fewer eyes on the streets and weaker connections in the community. A statement from that union says there should be further discussions. Tomorrow morning, the president and vice president of the Sturtevant Professional Police Association will join Don Rosen in studio for a conversation. Racine County restoration work on the Wind Point Lighthouse will go on for a few more weeks. The rehab started in early July and will continue through early August. After the initial cleaning phase, painting work will begin later in August. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. A mostly sunny day for tomorrow, warmer and more humid, highs in the mid-80s. A chance of showers and storms Thursday night, then heating up into the upper 80s on Friday. It's 82 right now.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Ooh.
news and timeless hits on WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Diane Carlson is executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
It's full steam ahead. This Saturday, there is a larger-than-life art event at Weston Museum. It's not only a great demonstration of technique, but it speaks to that secret five-year-old boy that lives inside of us all.
Okay.
They call it Full Steam Ahead, and that's Saturday at Weston on August 9th from 10 to 4. This event features a dozen regional artists, and they're creating relief prints. They use a full-size steamroller as a printing press, so it all takes place outside.
Nice.
Spectators are welcome to try their hand at smaller make-and-take projects with the Racine Art Museum education staff as well. And if all that art making works up an appetite, Big City Barbecue and Specialty Nacho Queen food trucks will also have lunch options for sale. The event itself is free.
Free.
And it's also a chance to experience the gorgeous grounds of the Weston Museum and the gazebo and the sculpture garden. It's always a wonderful place to just hang out. You can check out all the details on their website at ramart.org.
You got to make sure to keep the steamroller away from the sculpture garden, though.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't. There's a safe distance between the two.
When you were talking about that, it reminded me of my college days. I was an RA, you know, a resident assistant in the dorms. And we always had to come up with programs for our residents. And mine was an all male dorm. And we came up with the How Real Men ... series. And for instance, we had How Real Men Carve Pumpkins. And we had somebody come in with a chainsaw and he was, you know, carving pumpkins with a chainsaw. That's what the steam, when you said steamroller, that's what that reminded me of.
It's a very popular event, and I think it would have fit into your series just fine.
Absolutely. All right. Diane Carlson is executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's your website?
Our website, including our event calendar, is all at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. There she is, Diane Carlson, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, 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 no.
cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN, where there's even more Timeless Hits on Sunday mornings with Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. From Frank Sinatra to Glenn Miller to Nat King Cole and more, enjoy a rich mix of pre-rock legends and themed stories. Sundays at 7, it's Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also home to Milwaukee Brewers baseball. The Brewers are going for the sweep against the Braves tonight. Our broadcast begins at 5:30, and Brewers baseball is brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Come see what's
baseball less than an hour from now on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their peach cobbler kringle. A delicious filling of butterscotch and cinnamon is layered with sweet peaches. It has a delicious topping of buttery streusel drizzled with O&H's creamy icing. Be sure to pick up one this week. Peach cobbler kringle. Get one today at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all, from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
WRJN. I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
Matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I stand?
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1962.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There was a shooting today at an Army installation in Georgia.
This morning, shortly before 11 o'clock, an active duty soldier assigned to Fort Stewart, Georgia, shot and wounded five of his fellow soldiers here on Fort Stewart. Thankfully, all are in stable condition and all are expected to recover.
General John Lubas says the alleged gunman is a logistics sergeant who used his own personal handgun in the attack. The base was under lockdown afterwards. CBS's Anna Schechter on what comes next.
He is being held in a pretrial confinement office, and there's a military judicial system that he is now a part of. So this is separate from, you know, like a county prosecutor. This is all going to be contained on the base.
Sergeant Cornelius Radford joined the Army in 2018. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff held talks in Moscow today with Russia's president. Talks Trump called very productive. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports Trump later spoke to allies about the meetings.
And President Trump said he has been talking with European allies, speaking with Vladimir Zelensky for a second straight day as he tries to broker some kind of ceasefire at the very least.
Trump also today imposed higher tariffs on India for buying Russian oil, CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
This is the very first time that we would ever see